Good to speak with you too, Tom.
Now, you know, that term universal coverage here in the U.S., especially in political circles, can imply a number of various things. But in Germany, the healthcare system evolved under different circumstances. Kind of walk us through that, if you would. How did the current German healthcare model come about?
Sure. So it all started with Prussian Chancellor Otto von Bismarck in the 1880s. He's really the one who invented the healthcare system with his health insurance bill in 1883. And that program provided healthcare for a lot of German workers. And today, because of Bismarck, you see roughly the same system where costs are divided between employers and employees. There's universal coverage in Germany, as you mentioned, where most health necessities are covered. And this includes optical, dental, and mental care even. The system also supports alternative therapies like yoga and acupuncture if its benefits are supported by a clinical trial. So there's evidence-based medicine here. But I should also add that it's mandatory in Germany to enroll in health insurance. So this also affects physicians as well. I spoke to German physician Henning Adam, who worked as a neurology resident in Frankfurt. And this is what he likes about the German healthcare system.
You can help everybody in the first place, you know. If someone comes to the hospital, I really don't have to think about, is he covered, is he not covered, because he surely will be. So I can concentrate on treating the patient and doing what's best for him in the emergency situation.
So Adam thinks that the U.S.'s biggest problem is that its healthcare system doesn't cover everybody and everything.
Well, that's interesting. In Germany, you know, the healthcare system, it isn't a giant monolith. I mean, there are also different types of sickness funds that people can join based on their income. Are those kind of like our U.S. insurance health plans and how they work?
There are two main systems, the public and the private. The majority of Germans, around 90%, are in the public system, and they can choose among 150 insurers, and those are called sickness funds in German. So then Germans then pay premiums based on income to one of these funds. And just to clarify, it's called public because it uses public money, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's regulated by the government. And then on the other hand, the private system looks a lot like the US's. First of all, you need to make a certain amount of income before the private option is available to you. But Germans pay a risk-related premium like in the U.S. And in this system, insurers don't have contracts with providers. Instead, patients go directly to doctors, get the bill, and then the reimbursement from the insurer.
Well, you know, I'm curious about what Germans that you've talked to, what do Germans in general think about the healthcare system in America?
Many Germans can't understand how some Americans are not covered, especially since the U.S. has the most expensive healthcare system in the world. So according to data by the OECD, which stands for the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the U.S. spends about 17.4% of its GDP on healthcare, while Germany spends only about 11.6% of its GDP. And the Germans still outlive Americans by 2 years.
So, Una, you have an unusual perspective here, having covered healthcare here in Florida and now covering healthcare in Germany. Are you able to say that one model is more effective than the other?
Well, it's hard to say whether one model is more effective. I would just say that the two systems are just different. I spoke with Reinhard Busse. He's a professor of healthcare management at the Technical University of Berlin. And this is what he said regarding the U.S. healthcare system.
We don't see the system. I mean, it's a very fragmented system overall. There are many other parts of the population which are left out. And for us, it's always difficult to understand why a society would tolerate that.
He also thinks the U.S. will have a hard time enforcing the individual mandate. He told me that he thinks many of the currently uninsured will just pay the $95 penalty.
Well, that's interesting, Una, and really appreciate all your reporting over there in Germany. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure, Tom.